My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Could that ever happen with somebody like Nick Chubb? Where, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, approval rating was 100 out of 100 his rookie year. They went to the Super Bowl, right? Is that his rookie year?
Yes.
And they go to the Super Bowl, and he looks like one of the biggest difference makers in the NFL at any position. And he's still really good, but he's battled injuries. Now it's time to get paid. He obviously wants to be the highest paid receiver in the league. He's talking about, I mean, he's not going to play this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they got a deal done maybe in the next few hours, maybe he could play.
Maybe. They're still installing today, right?
It's yeah.
Wednesday.
I know in San Francisco, was it San Francisco? There was somebody else who just signed, and they were like, oh, he could be on a pitch count. Oh, no, CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb, who we're going up against this week. They do think he'll play, but could he be on the pitch count because he wasn't necessarily there the whole time? Like, your approval rating does, no matter who you are, you always have a chance to have your approval rating in your city go down depending on certain factors.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm like, Nick Chubb, what could Nick Chubb do? I mean, I guess if Nick
unimaginable.
Chubb...
It's unimaginable.
Because
it would
you
be against his...
Because you can't see him holding out.
Yeah, you can't see him doing any of those
now,
things.
Now, realistically, he should have held out last
year.
So
are you pointing out that if he holds out... Okay, well, let's go. Let's take it a step further, because I can't imagine him holding out. And they did, right. You know, they made some things work with him. What if worse comes to worse next year and Myles Garrett holds out?
And he would be the one that it would make sense.
Yeah. Daryl did say last week, and I know you weren't here... Daryl did say that Miles is going to want more money next season.
Makes sense,
That's from Daryl. That's a reporter. That's a person who talks to the people who are connected with that. He says that he's going to want more money. Okay, well, then we might get to a point where there's a holdout situation. If there's a holdout, would fans turn against Miles? Depends on how the team does this year.
I was going to say, does he have a great playoff game or a don't hear his name the entire playoff game?
Okay, well, you just always have to keep coming back to the Houston thing, don't you?
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
You always have to find a way.
You do know that if it's two straight years of that and they lose and the defense gets torched and Miles is a non-factor in the game, like, yeah, there will be some fans saying you can't be the highest paid.
Perfect segue. You guys are the ones that keep telling me he's the second most important Cleveland Brown.
He is.
So then I would turn, if he is the second most important Cleveland Brown, which I'm still struggling to come across the bow with you on, but go back. If he is the second most important Cleveland Brown, then I could turn right around and say, well, you weren't making the playoffs without Myles Garrett. If he's that important, then you ain't making the playoffs without Myles Garrett. He's very important. I don't know if you're going to make the playoffs without Myles Garrett. I don't think you would. So then, all right, well, I guess we need to sign him because the goal should be the playoffs.
Yeah, well, they definitely would have lost the Colts game without him, and he was so
without a doubt
freaking dominant in that Bengals game to start out the year, the Tennessee game to start out. I mean, he was so good.
But there's no denying, and a lot of people want to deny it, that there has been a little bit of a scattershot relationship with Miles over the last eight seasons now. It's been a little bit here and there, hit or miss on a lot of things. And you remember a couple years ago, there were guys on this station, not you and I, there were guys on this station who bandied about whether or not Miles loved football, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Not this show, because it would seem like heresy now, but 2 years ago, a legitimate conversation was hatched by that. So then you would have that conversation coming back to fruition next year. So I could see a scenario, yeah, where fans turn on Miles for holding out. But the team has to be good. If the team's not good and he holds out, they're going to want to punish the Browns. And so they're going to support him in a holdout. This is very here and there. You know, they don't like Mike Brown down there because he's so tight with money in Cincinnati. They want to punish the Cincinnati Bengals until it's time to go out there and win football games. Now they're upset with Ja'Marr Chase. And yeah, until it's time to actually put up or shut up, people support the player until they get to the level where their happiness is affected. And without Ja'Marr Chase on the field, their happiness is bound to be affected. Now, I don't know if it's going to be affected this Sunday. They take on New England. New England's not that great of a team.
They're terrible, aren't they?
They're not very good. So is that happiness going to be affected? I'm not sure. I don't think so. But if they go out there and they lose, it could be a sloppy first game. If they go out there and they lose, there might be some people who are either A, calling up Mo in the afternoon on Monday and yelling that the Cincinnati Bengals need to stop bleeping around and sign this guy, or B, they're mad at Ja'Marr Chase for holding out, that he still has another year before we have to go through any all this, so he should be playing football for the Cincinnati Bengals. It's going to be a mixed bag. But I can't, right now, off the top of my head, I can't name a Brown who I think would make it ugly. Watson already has his money, and that's a totally different set of circumstances. Miles would be looking for another one. I don't know how ugly it would get. I don't know how ugly they'd allow it to get. Maybe they would just take care of Miles and we wouldn't have to worry about
this.
Yeah,
and like maybe.
But they got Miles signed pretty quickly.
Maybe a few years ago I would have said.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Njoku, who did ask for a trade.
Twice. But do we love him enough to do that?
I think very quietly he's become a fan favorite.
But at the time, did we love him enough to make a stink?
At that time. No.
Exactly. So there were plenty of people there like, okay, he wants a trade, whatever. I think there were plenty of people like that. Kareem, I think it was a little bit different because he's from here. So I think they do like him a little bit more. Not more than David Njoku right now, but they liked him. So I think when that happened, it was like, hey, pay him, bring him back. Because there's still people who want Kareem Hunt to play for the Browns. I don't even think he was ever in an NFL camp this year.
What's the Elijah Moore situation? He's going to want to get paid after this year. He has to obviously perform.
Yeah, just let him go.
Yeah.
And eat that exchange of picks and hope that Cedric Tillman ends up being a good player, which Cedric Tillman had a very nice camp. So I can't foresee anybody having that type of intrigue to him. 216-474-0092. We asked Bob Haney about M&T Bank Stadium. They're changing the name of Brown Stadium to Huntington Bank Field. Fine. Some people were upset. I didn't understand it. I guess the city has to vote on it today.
I didn't realize that. Which is funny because they basically have the signage in place. Oh, and you brought that up?
Yeah, I mean, signs are on the field.
You are not going to make a big public standing unless your T's are crossed and lowercase J's are dotted.
Or is it that the Browns just don't really think the city has much of a say on
More
this?
Than likely, no. So you're going to say something?
No, I just, the guy from Huntington yesterday said that the name travels with the team. So
there you go. Well, so depending on where they move,
so I saw people
whether
getting,
it be Brook Park, maybe Burke's been bandied about again.
I saw people getting irritated that it's a corporate sponsor. It's like, well, it's the year 2024. I mean, this is not something new. I mean, First Energy.
Arrowhead Stadium has a sponsor now.
Yeah, that's right.
And
it was a GHA. I always want to say yeehaw.
I do too.
Well, but it's GHA.
I mean, Cincinnati. Mile High for a year, and I know they redid Mile High, but it's still Mile High Stadium, but now it's Sports Authority Field or whatever it is
at
now.
Mile High.
Yeah, I wondered. Yeah. I he wouldn't have done this, but what if Jimmy Haslam would have gotten on the mic and said, these are the type of deals that we strategically make to make sure that we can continue to have the highest paid roster in the NFL year after year. Would that change people's opinion?
Yes. Yes.
Now, I know they'd say, well, you have the money. We know how much money you have. We know on every Forbes list.
And he might turn around and go, how do you know? How do you think I have all this money making deals like this? It's a circular conversation.
Yeah. But I told you,
you didn't care about the stadium name being changed.
Right.
Well, I didn't care about the stadium name being changed either.
I have to be fair. Now, I didn't work for the Browns. I was not on the Browns radio network. So
taking shots at me while I'm sitting right here in front of you. Okay, here we are.
What I mean is, when I refer to the Browns stadium, I never said First Energy. I never said, you guys going down to First Energy today? Never said it. Never, ever said
it. I always called
it
the stadium.
It was always Browns Stadium.
In casual conversation, I just called it the stadium. In our lives here, it's like, yeah, this is Huntington Bank Field. I'll probably just still call it the stadium in casual conversation.
Now, with that said, over time, it's become, for me, Progressive Field. I do call it Progressive Field. So some stuff sticks, some stuff doesn't. You heard Chris Muller in Pittsburgh say Heinz. Everybody calls it Heinz. It's like, can you imagine if you paid all that money to change the marketing, change the branding, and every single fan still calls it Heinz?
It's not an overnight thing.
Right. Right. I mean, so will they call Heinz in 10 years?
I got out of the car, in the car yesterday with my 10-year-old, and he heard, the 2020 that said they've renamed it Huntington Bank Field. And he goes, they moved? I go, no, it's the same place. I go, where do the Cavs play basketball? And he goes, at the Q. He doesn't call it Rocket Mortgage Field House yet. I mean,
yeah, I have friends that still call it the Q.
Yeah.
But then they'll correct themselves.
If you're 50, right?
I will correct myself. I don't know anybody who calls it the gun.
I don't hear anybody calls it the gun anymore.
No. And that's originally the nickname. I remember I had to get used to the nickname the Q from the gun. And then the Q just became synonymous with the building. And now it's Rocket Mortgage Field House. And it's just a word salad to say.
A lot of words.
Yeah, it's a lot of words to say. So people want something short. That's why the Jake works so well.
Yeah.
Which the Jake to a lot of people is still, they call it the Jake. That's what they're going to call it.
You can just call it the bank.
But the other places, I don't know. It doesn't seem as special. Like that stadium, there's a lot of bad seasons, a lot of bad memories there. There's been some really nice memories in there. But the bad memories outweigh the good memories. I really don't care about the name on the side of the building. It doesn't affect me. I don't get upset about it. With the Cavs, it just feels like everything is named. I have no problem with them naming it Rocket Mortgage Field House. I have no problem with naming it Bob's Discount Dumpsters Field House or something like that. It doesn't bother me. It just doesn't.
Well, dumpsters in there.
The one you asked
Duke
me about.
The Dumpster Drosy Field House.
You asked me yesterday, well, what about the horseshoe? We've heard a lot of rumors that they're going to try to maximize that and call it the shoe.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.